Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, Chief Business Correspondent at U.S. News, author of Rebounders. And Rick, tell folks where they can find your book.
My book is at www.rickjnewman.com.
All right, so check that out, and you can find it wherever books are sold. You can also find him on the U.S. News website. And Rick, what about in the previous segment we started talking about your winners and losers for 2013. We did the losers in the last segment. Let's do the winners now. Homeowners and home buyers are winners?
I think so. I mean, for the last couple of years, it's really been a buyer's market, and owners have just watched prices continue to go down and watch their wealth evaporate. But we've now seen the housing market bottom out almost everywhere. That seems clear. So I think homeowners clearly are starting to feel better. They feel like they're not watching their wealth deteriorate anymore. But it's still a good market for buyers because interest rates are extremely low, and prices are still pretty low as well. So,
and apparently you know it's not that hard to get a mortgage these days.
Yeah, credit's loosening up. So I think we're going to see more owners who are comfortable putting their home on the market, and more buyers who still are saying it's now a good time to buy. So I think those are winners.
What about gutsy investors? Is that a similar topic? I mean, are there still opportunities out there?
Well, this is why I say gutsy. A lot of people have left the stock market over the last 4 or 5 years, and they're sitting on the sidelines waiting for what? I don't know, because we've seen the stock market surge by almost 90%.
True investors don't like the trading environment in Wall Street.
Absolutely, because it seems too volatile.
It's not investing; it's just casino.
That's true, Jim. But nonetheless, I mean, if you pay close attention to what's been happening in Washington, the Federal Reserve has said we are going to stimulate the economy until probably at least 2015. And look what has happened: the stock market has gone up. It's been a kind of a white knuckle ride, but nonetheless. So I'm saying, I think we're going to see more volatility in 2013, especially with these coming cliffs in Washington, the debt ceiling, and a couple other things. And, you know, that is going to push the stock market down probably.
But
what we've seen in the past is if you had bought the dips during those, the volatility moments, you would have done pretty well. And I think we'll see more of those this year.
Rick, you've heard the term, the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. In the last 2 or 3 years, I've been saying the stock market is a leading indicator merely of itself. I want to move over and talk about big companies. You say big companies are going to be winners. I want you to tell us why, and then tell us why you didn't mention small businesses somewhere in here.
Big companies are winners because they benefit from, for the most part, they've been the ones who've benefited from all the policies out of Washington.
The lobbying.
They're benefiting tremendously from low interest rates. They can get credit. They can get money. They've benefited from the bailouts. And many big companies are, most of them actually, are global. They're doing quite well, and they have been able to streamline, and all those layoffs have made them quite healthy. And
Let me tell you what happened to them. I'm not saying it was their idea, they liked it, or they would have done it otherwise, but the crisis of 08 gave them the ability to really cut their employment, their payroll, drastically in a way that they could never have done it any other way, and they have stuck to those numbers and have prospered without those extra people.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons we've seen terrific profitability, and that's likely to continue.
On the backs of the unemployed, if you think about it, Rick.
Yeah, I know that. And
small businesses?
Well, we're all waiting for that big company profitability to trickle down to small businesses.
It's not doing it, though.
I know. I think it's going to be another tough year for small businesses, Jim. I'm sorry to say that. I wish it were otherwise, but first of all, they're going to get more regulation, not less. That is not what they want.
Yep.
Those tax increases.
They're scared about Obamacare. They're scared to death of Obamacare.
That's right. That's right. Their taxes, those tax increases will affect some small business owners.
Yep.
Businesses will benefit from lower interest rates. I mean, that's generally good for everybody. I think credit will loosen up, which will help small businesses some.
But Rick, the thing about it is, small business owners are dealing with a lot of uncertainty now. And the reason why this is not good news for America is small businesses produce over half of the U.S. economy.
Yeah, and more than that. When it comes to the jobs,
right,
the people who are employed. So,
yep. Hey Rick, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
www.rickjnewman.com.
Will you come back again real soon?
Yeah, I loved it. Great conversation.
Good job today, Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back more often from now on. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.